to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to start this morning with you, as I do each weekday morning at this time, as we focus on the most important thing at the beginning of every day, which is our relationship with God. We need to learn, as soon as we wake up, to say, "Good morning, Lord," and to begin a day-long conversation with God. Not that you're always talking, but that you have those communication lines open, and you begin the day with a focused time, listening to God as you open the Bible, speaking to Him in prayer. So let's focus our minds now. And would you just pray in your heart, even as you're listening to the radio, and say, "Lord, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today?" We're looking this week at the theme of becoming strong in the Lord. We saw yesterday that we need to learn to just be quiet and listen for God's still small voice. He came to Elijah not in the massive wind that was ripping the mountain apart, not in the earthquake, but in the gentle blowing. Well, today we come to the New Testament, to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. And Paul's in the middle of talking about how we use our finances. And he shows us that really that is so closely connected to our spiritual lives. He says, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly," talking about financial giving, giving into the work of the kingdom of God, "he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully." If you sow your finances and giving into the kingdom of God, what do you reap? Well, keep listening. "Let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance." Why? "For every good deed." That's why God blesses your business. So you'll have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, "He scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness abides forever." Now he, that is God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed, your money, for sowing into the kingdom of God, and will increase the harvest. And what harvest comes when we learn to give sacrificially to build God's kingdom in this world? He will increase the harvest of your righteousness. If you want to grow strong in the Lord, learn to be a giver. Don't hoard your money for yourself or just to have this beautiful retirement. Learn to be a giver, someone who throughout your life, not just after you die, but throughout your life, is giving, investing in what God is doing in this world. "Those who honor me, I will honor," says the Lord. God wants to be involved in your finances. Christianity is personal, purse and all. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.